Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Watch That Ends the Night, Voices from the Titanic, by Alan Wolfe. Performed by Michael Page, Phil Giganti, Christopher Lane, Laurel Merlington, and Angela Daw.
April 20, 1912, Saturday. Aboard the cable ship McKay-Bennett, Atlantic Ocean, the Grand Banks, 600 miles from Halifax, Nova Scotia. John Snow, the Undertaker. Embalmers don't typically make house calls. If not buried with a splash from their ship, most casualties at sea are brought to me at the family parlor on Argyle Street. In Halifax, the water is unavoidable as death, and death is unavoidable as the water. Raised as I was in a Halifax funeral home, you might guess I'd grow up to accept them both. But I find the dead preferable to the sea. The dead are more predictable. To ease my queasy stomach, I am lying down atop the empty coffin stacked neatly across the McKay-Bennett's decks. Waves toss our small vessel as if it were a toy. The journey has been cold and slow. 3 days steaming with half a day to go. As night falls, Captain Larnder informs me, "We should be among the wreckage soon. Better sleep now while you still can, Mr. Snow. The sun will be up soon enough." Yes, I think. The sun will always come up. Even after the entire ship of humanity has struck its berg and sunk, the sun will rise. "Good night, Captain Larnder," I say. "Good night, sir. Rest well," he replies. Later that night in my berth below, I hear the ship's engines finally quit. Silence fills the dark, and I know we have reached the spot where the Titanic foundered. They are out there in the water, the bodies among the debris. My name is John Snow. You could say that my living is death. I am the Undertaker. I have come for the bodies.
Prelude. Preparing to sail. Monday, April 1st to Tuesday, April 9th, 1912.
The ship rat. For the food. For the rats. Scuttle. Scuttle. For the rats. Scuttle. Scuttle. For the food.
Bruce Ismay, the businessman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?